Yes. Before that, though, we do have a special guest. Actually, we have a series of guests that we're going to have over the course of the next 20, 30 minutes. Joining us right now is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
You are going to lead off, and then the boss man of Dundas is going to follow. We have Glenn Schweitzer in, but not representing Dundas, representing the gardens of Castle Rock. So we get to ask you the tough city government questions.
Ooh. I'm ready. I'm ready, Jeff.
It's preliminary tax levy time. Did you decide on one, or was it discussed last night? I think you have. What do you have until the end of the month to finalize a preliminary levy?
Yep. All cities in the state have until September 30th to certify their preliminary levy to their county. And the council in Dundas traditionally considers that at their first meeting in September of every year. And so last night, they did consider the preliminary levy. This, as you might recall, is, you know, we have work sessions, you know, probably starting in early May leading up to this adoption last night. And where they landed is at a 12.6% increase to the property tax levy. Just the way the whole formula works, the city's tax rate is decreasing. Values, as you know, you probably know, are increasing in Rice County between 15% and 20%. So in terms of how that hits a person's pocketbook, depends on the value of their home, of course. You know, median value property of like $300,000 might see a $50, $60 increase in 2023.
And that is over the course of a year.
Right.
So if you're making payments, $6, $5, somewhere along that line, depending on the value of your home.
Right.
Okay. Now, this also is the preliminary levy, so that's the most that you
right.
can have. You can go less than that, but is there any speculation now what the final product will be in December?
Right. So at their first meeting in December, the city council will consider that final levy mm-hmm. for 2023. And over the course of the next few months, we will continue to work on the general fund property tax levy. I would speculate that there's not going to be a lot of movement unless the council hears differently from their constituents about the levy. We have included in this proposed property tax levy for 2023 things like just accounting for inflation. You know, everybody's seeing higher gas prices, higher energy prices, higher prices for things like tires and, you know, materials. So we experience that as well. So we have to account for that in our budget for next year. We've also included another full-time police officer. So adding, we have two full-time police officers plus a police chief. So we would bring that whole contingent up to four full-time people.
Okay, once again, Janelle Tappan, Dundas City Administrator, is with us, and we're talking about Dundas' City Council meeting last night. So that's there's a lot of discussion and a lot of input that will be had before this goes into the final at the end of the year. But with inflation at 8%, whatever it is, you can expect large increases because it costs everybody.
Right.
Let's move on. You had the Millstown Trail and some of the amenities to the Millstown Trail. Milltowns Trail.
Yeah.
There we have it. Was discussed last night. Tell us about that.
You know, back when the whole trailhead was conceived and, I don't know, back in the early 2010s, I think, you know, the whole parking lot was installed, the trailhead, the kiosk right on the corner of Hester and Railway. And it is there to serve not only bikers, but snowmobilers up and down the Milltowns Trail. And as you know, the Milltowns Trail goes from Faribault, and when it's completed, all the way up to Cannon Falls.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you might know, there is a sculpture down right at that Milltowns Trailhead area. The the sculpture was donated by Matt Gimsey, Professor Emeritus from St. Olaf. Mm-hmm. The sculpture was installed many years ago, and one of the final pieces to that whole project there is to do like a little paving and landscape around the sculpture, which is just adjacent to the Milltowns ruins, right?
Yes.
The council considered that last night, and they approved it. So we're going to have a little, you know, benches and landscaping, pavers, little area. It's going to just be a lovely little area to sit and view the sculpture and view the river and, take advantage of the outdoors.
Sounds good. I like it. All right. Anything else, Janelle?
No, I don't think so. Well, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff.
Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan. We'll be back with Dundas Mayor Glenn Schweitzer, only in his role as the owner of the Gardens of Castle Rock. That's coming up next.
Helping our neighbors, working hard to take care